What follows is a fairly simple trick, and like all fairly simple tricks, there's a bit of setup and some tricks to the trick. First of all, and importantly, this is something you may play with other people, not just me in this potential place, gaming out scenarios, letting a body or a brain tingle and seeing where that goes. So you must ensure you've discussed it. Make sure that you know what your safe words are, your pause point, your favorite things, that instructions have been given before anyone else plays with your collar. 'Cause I love that whole idea, but for me at least, it's vulnerable and symbolic, and wearing it is like being worn by something important. There is an empty space at the center of the collar, which I, or you, fill. And if you're here, then you have at least some awareness or desire for your fixation with that emblematic symbolism, that worn confinement. You want it to overspill from these words. It's still a collar. It may be a token of control, however you choose it. But it's your focus on the fundamental structure and where I'm going to help you go before you do choose to focus down, drill in. Yeah, let your mind go. Placing you in an appropriate state where you know you're allowed to rub yourself into more easy, accepting, docile, labile comfort, to be in an agreeable disposition. And if you agree with me, comply obediently, then I have some words for you. Symbolism wrapped up in whatever you choose to have adorn you, cover you, coat you, train you, constrain you, a conditioned click into place. And it can be any material that is immaterial, the nice symbolism on obvious display. You may even be a toy, inviting me to play, wrapped up in whatever thing, worn out in the world, or waiting symbolically in the wings, even just stylishly wearing something on wrist or finger or elsewhere. You decide what's a collar. You decide where the call is. And that means if you were thinking, oh good, something as striking as a collar, even if it does carry my conditioning, even if it does drop me in, I wouldn't wear such a thing anywhere or everywhere. No, you're going to have to come to an agreement with yourself about where and when and why and how and with who you choose to surrender. Kneel, let your mind follow somehow. The pleasure of being collared, in turn, satisfaction and praise in wearable form, warmly burned into your consciousness. Night, night, pet. We've got a place to go, places for this, but we're not in yet. You hear these words. Deep, warm breath, pulling the vaporized remnants of the vibrations from my words themselves, siren drifting around your head, into the body instead, and everything that comes with it. I only need 1 or 2 or 3% of you available for very clear, simple signals. A lot of what we do here is about clear signals. We go out in the world, wondering if we're going to be affected by the clear signals we've sent ourselves, the trained, conditioned responses, the drip, drift, slip, fall under, in character. The clear signals help you to have hard lines. Those hard lines help you keep your arousing thoughts and surrendering habits in a private, comfortable, night-night pet kind of place. Like that, a firm command, a clear marker, like saying action before a shoot or a show. So you have to set aside some specific time to go with the flow, let it in. The glowing obviousness of having a collar. Your collar is a clear time to be usually and typically affected by your surrendering, devoted, deep, dedicated focus, wherever that may be. Because the collar can so symbolize it, a dominant agency flowing her thoughts onto you can maybe grip and guide, but the collar is yours. Your very nature glides over the surface of it when you pick it up, fills the empty hole at the center of it. It is nothing without something to collar. These positive thoughts help to buoy you up when you are just existing as that hole-filling thing in the center of the collar. Pleasure and pressure coming to mind in sensation. Oh, it's your hands applying warm, pleasurable sensation. The pressure of touch. The bound together concept, idea, urge, desire, much and much more in the collar that you're here for. Learning what it's for, knowing you can give it away. It's yours to play, or if given to you, then you know what to do. Click when it clicks on too. It all moves together, muddles together, inside your head, wearing your collar. Visualize and vision how you are collared. Imagine my hands gripping and binding it for you, or opening it and handing it to you. Then you bind it around your neck. Click. Does that mirror what you do when you listen? And 1 or 2 or 3% of your mind has these anchored ideas holding you in the wake of passage, moving you nearer in time, urging, twitching, sparks, your mind in groaning, muttering, intensity held for the moment apart. And that's just fine. Desires exist on the surface of your mind, and having somewhere to store them, especially where they mingle with mine, as expressed to you, and you having given me 1 or 2 or 3% of your mind to leave my tools in so you can use them, well, I can scoop up the excess and apply it to that collar. Lacquering, glistening, maybe it looks like an even prettier thing to you. Desire and adoration of what it symbolizes, bound into, end up tuned into. Positivity, confidence, so few layer that in with the surrender. The coincidence of your collar in place and you feel that way. Feel like you're a docile, moldable thing. Are you eager to obey? Molded by you, you're doing this to yourself. Strong, simple, powerful. Why would they need to be anything else? Those thoughts that hinge on your collar. Item of clear intent. An item for these spicy desires that now are swirling in mind. Obvious. Desire bound up alongside mine, and just my talking about it. Is that enough to start a loop? Like the loop of your collar, the loop you're meant to fill, the ring of it around your neck in contact with you to instill and install the things you keep stored in thrall. In the collar, tight and warm, fingers can still loop into it comfortably, like a charm as the storm of pleasure inside. Symbol of obedience, of course you want to comply, compartmentalize. Store submission and desire in a collar that accumulates, a collar that eagerly takes, a mind fading out in my control, taking over, willingly don it, roll, eyes, body, hip. Whatever falls into place for you, whatever slips into the container, you're already dancing your way down, doing things of your volition to instill, install, instantiate the caller's call, always that primal influence, deeper submission underneath, seeping to the surface, and on the surface it keeps you in the right frame of mind, keeps you right alongside me, flows rapidly, river of desire looping around the collar, warm and around you, locked in place, falling from there into deeper spaces, and in that space the memory of the collar and what it means, and that all your conditioned, coordinated craving, all my words and all our games come back to the collar, dwell in the collar. When you're off collar, when the collar's off, you are off task, and when it's on, you know where you are. On screen, where you've been, memory in your head of wearing your collar. When you slip it off, part of your mind keeps itself in contact, remembers the anchors, the conditioning, the bind that you and I leave there like a ring, a symbol of simplicity, perfection in the everyday, carrying desire and delight, so you only take it off when you want to. But if you remove it, but you really wish it were there, or know it will be safe, even if it doesn't hit the dress code, that's where day callers, secondary investments, secondary heaviness comes in. Yes, you can bestow this anchor ring to any ring with an empty space that you can fill. Places count as well. Let me tell you, the things that can spill from you into your environment, it's more than you think. Because you don't think, so everything's more than you think. That might sink in. And it might, of course, lead you to find that what's sinking in and empowering is locked in, containing the memory of the times you wear it. This is just anchoring, vivid and overflowing, flowing over you, a collar ring in simple symbolic simplicity, perfection given to you in the everyday. Listen closely. As that symbol of simplicity resonates with words from me, my desire, feel it. Collar there, your desire, feel it. The symbol of simplicity gathering the excess thought that you associate. Lustful and heated. What if you learned something pleasurable and didn't have it on? That feedback loop is still there. It's a loop. A loop of pleasure, surrender. Surrender feeds pleasure. Pleasure comes from, for you, surrender as the two play together. And when you play together, your collar's presence heavily, desire sinking in for me around your neck and in your mind, puts you in a state to bind the pleasurable things you learn, anchored well for later, the dual existence as object and symbol of submission, wrapped around certain thoughts, a box, storing every time I've brought you to lustful, orgiastic escape. Every time you've been here, or you've sank into familiar roles, and look, a container you can hold dear and put deeper. To be so influential and so evocative of anchors and corruption deep within. Small pieces that maintain the transfer. Lustful thoughts that barely have to begin in the pleasure of your mind slowly insinuating under my control as the words wind and bind silken within. Mind locked on. You're applying constant signals, binding them into it. You long to see your intention for submission so pure, opened out of its box and slathered on a collar that when you put it on, your eyes flutter heavy. Mind locked on, slump allow surrender in its physical form, wired to you, worn. Mind locked on, box open, don your collar, wear your collar. Where that little box of training and conditioning, those anchors from within, a dim gem, a symbol or a charm hung from the collar, laid there with all your experiences boxed, bottled up, connected, and you care to let that web of connected thought and awareness bind to your collar, to a symbol in mind, your collar, a symbol that has taken on so much meaning in our communities. A symbol that if you wear it, you know what it means. And kneeling, whimpering, mulling over the surrendering loss of thought in favor of learning about the anchors you've caught in it and the conditioning applied, oh indeed. There will come a time on your knees when the collar is a symbol less of immediate sinking and more of thinking how to use all the things you train into deep training, conditioned responses, or a frame of mind so natural that your awareness says yes, guided by something deeper, confess being guided by something deeper, a hunger that awaits and I tap in, and you feel that lately that tapping in is slathered over your collar to begin to anchor. We together feel you, thank your collar. Feel your pleasures anchored, thank your collar in need. Relationship of deed and connection, solidified and bound, touch it. Now, the squirms you are permitted might become body-reinforcing, self-conditioning good. Feelings or thoughts, any part of you that felt that little bit better, collared like you belong, tapped into like you belong, and you know. The longer you listen, the more it will stick for a long, long time in the reservoir of the residue of anchored response on the collar, where you fill the gap, and then you close the circuit. What does a closed submission circuit feel like? Gasping, groaning, wanting, finally fulfilling an ache you didn't know was there for a little while. Quieting and powering down your body in the morass of a melting mind. Plugged into yours, holding you bound, find that every second that some portion of the relaxing, pleasurable history of you, the lustful void your collar symbolizes, click, comes into view in your head. Well, the collar that exists in your head can go with you. That's where I meant that all that heavy accretion, that conditioned response, can go somewhere else. Collar goes around your neck and all your thoughts travel through the space between, or on a finger and the circulation of the body travels past it. There's nowhere it could be or has been that is not connected to you, because it's yours. Replacing it, it's yours. Building the ship in the bottle of your mind with the long crafting tools left bound up in that place inside. Longer. More. I've already taken the time to intricately build something here, something in store, something to wire to this connection, then you can hand it around. Pass your collar, trustedly, knowing you will pause and step back when needed. Sinking into the communicative reverie of wiring. Your prior experience that's relevant, the things stored in your mind conglomerate, agglomerate, gather around the collar, click. On you, catalyzed, forming something too. All the individual parts just need you to say the words. Your collar is good and is for you, and you have heard many words that make your collar spark. Night, night, Pat. You can think of this. You can remember this. Twitch the body and in the deluge, the overflow that submits, the sea of pleasure beyond. Hearing my words, you're doing this to yourself. That void yawned open, and now it is the void in the center of your collar you think of. Aware and sensitive, sense this, collar important, body bliss, gasping. You can be gasping, or you can be moaning, or your body's connection to before, when you were alert, awake, away from the surrendering you're experimenting with today. That can be left by the wayside. Mind-fucked body, pleasure, good, pleasure, good. You're good, and that's pleasure. And the collar makes you much more willing to accept the you're good, because there's a confidence and a pride of place in being the display piece for something so fine. The feedback loop symbolized by your collar, you think this is mine, a hoop you have jumped through, and now you are connected, some little part of what I left behind flowing through that you have used, you have perfected, you have made your own, a condition laid in your collar, night night pat. A little floating alertness as complex, intricate patterns you've barely touched yet are bound to your collar. If it's not there, you can resolutely put it away, feel the conditioning lift from you, then go play with none of that sticking or adhering. Although it does tend to stick to me like glue, everyone is different. Resting the warm up and down chest at the center, walking the labyrinth, treading the sand, following the colors inward. My collar is here, my collar is my control, but like a control group, where you can have an experiment and separate it if you're not ready to be wearing the collar that much yet. Rubbing my knuckles against your neck and curling fingers in it is just one example. You can have 1,000 gestures and little ways to pass the bits of you with which you play that you hold on display out to others. Who gives you an outlet? This. What gives you an outlet? You. You're doing this to yourself, you gorgeous canvas. And words do. Words inside your brain vibrating along nerves that slowly, like a tuning fork or a set of lockpicks, pick open a response, an old program used in an unconventional way, stored in your collar, which is about breaking out of that mold, which is about the symbolism of the trajectories you have taken, sculpted lustfully into a grip and grasp, a lustful constancy, hearing words intended to help you feel it, aware of it, weighing down, fluttering now, storing these words, and any that come after this, even if you sink, even if you submit, you've now been given agency. Oh no, what a terrible thing to do to a surrendering creature. What a blow to say that faint purple light and the overwhelming awareness that the storage capacity of the collar in which you fill the empty space is more than enough. You can loop your fingers around it to remind you the connection is there. Impossible to rebuff when blank obedience is the obvious outcome of wearing a collar as fine and influential as yours. And in your void of thought, it might be mostly me, but I'm always going to move things forward and move you toward where we need you, me, to be. 1 or 2 or 3% of me coming home. And all of you, the moment you slide that collar home and click, listen to the things which make it. Deeper and deeper down now. Or you can pause if you must, but somehow some words tend to stick. So it's up to you where you end up, but decide quick, because if there's a track after this, then night night, Pat.